The U.S. Department of Justice brokered the agreement along with the Department of Education. Jessica Williams covers education for NOLA.com, The Times-Picayune. She says the agreement requires that Jefferson Parish make a number of changes.
Now they have to have translators and interpreters, just making sure that they're providing translation services to families and to students that can't understand or speak English. Another thing that Jefferson Parish now has to do is revise its policy to make sure that they're not asking for materials from students in order to register that would prove citizenship, that they did not have to require a Social Security card or a state ID in order for the student to enroll in school or to graduate.
The investigation was launched after the Southern Poverty Law Center filed two complaints alleging that Jefferson Parish failed to provide needed services for students struggling to learn English. For WWNO, I'm Janaea Williams.